Okay. So, of course, good evening, blessings. I love you all. And it's always so wonderful for me on the Thursday nights when we get together. It's just, as always, such a blessing. And I look so forward to it. So I don't know how your days were today, but why don't we just take a few breaths, just be present with each other now. Be present with each other's hearts, with our own hearts. And just take a breath in slowly and consciously of love. Hold it for just a moment so that the love can just radiate through your body. And then just breathe out anything of a discordant nature. Just breathe out the day in general. Let everything go. It has already gone. Now let it leave your body. Let it leave your mind. And take another breath of love and light in through the center of your heart. Feel your heart expanding. When you breathe out, I want you to breathe out into your own hand and let the energy of your love circulate back to you. And take that breath one more time. Breathe in love through the center of your heart. Hold it. And breathe it out into the palm of your open hand over your heart. Circulating that love back to you. And just be with that for a moment. Feel your own love. Really feel it. Let it enter every nook and every cranny of your being. Let it enter into you at cellular level. Take another breath of love through the center of your heart and through your crown chakra. Breathe it out through the base of your spine, connecting to your point on the crystalline grid of Mother Earth. Feel stabilized. And feel open to cosmic consciousness. And take one more breath of love into the center of your heart. And breathe it out in a circle of love around this entire group. And let it go around as many times and let it get as wide as it naturally wants to. Don't stop it. Just let it spin and weave its way as wide, as far as you feel it to go. Your breath is, of course, the breath of God. It's spontaneous and has purpose. And so it is. So we come into present moment now in love, in unity, and in harmony. So as we continue forward, with a grand birthing of God's heart and mind in us, which includes, of course, the merging of our advanced selves into our earthly bodies, we are realizing more and more that we are creating a quantum shift at core level, meaning in our DNA. And we will be talking about our DNA either next week or the week after. 90% of our chemistry is actually being activated right now to receive new instructions from us on how to be, how to create, how to live in the restructuring of the template of human consciousness. And that is a pretty amazing statistic to be aware of. 90% of our chemistry is being activated. I love that, being activated to receive new instructions from us. And that's a pretty tall order of reversing consciousness to do that. That being said, it's a pretty amazing thing that we have that kind of control. We are not subject, really, to the old paradigm anymore of the way we thought, the way our lives were, the way we perceive things to be. It's all changing now. And the fact that 90% of our chemistry is actually activated to receive new instructions from us really changes the game. It puts things into a different perspective. And it's important to realize that each one of you is in charge of what your life will look like in the days, the weeks, and the years, your years to come, as we find ourselves moving right now into the golden age of the new and divine human, or what I also call the way of the sacred heart and sacred mind, moving and expressing as a human being on the planet of Earth. There, as I've said many times, there is no more karma. There is nothing to complete with someone else from a past life. Now you are to focus fully on uniting with your advanced self and reversing, releasing, and restructuring your present reality by releasing the remainder of any negative thought patterns, self-limiting concepts, and all that does not support your highest, most empowering vision for yourself for the future, as we have talked about in great depth, and we will continue to talk about at great depth in the past several months and in the future months to come. So I think it's really important right now, and I've really been getting this loud and clearly all week, that we really, really, really start to examine our core beliefs and look at what needs to be restructured and then restructure them. Using all the tools, of course, that we've been using, and more to come, but using what we have been blessed to be given thus far. I want to tell you also about, as I was saying prior to our recording, about the Mayan energies. It's really helpful to understand and surrender to the energies at hand of what the Mayans refer to as the ninth wave of unity consciousness, preparing us for ascension with intense energies that will continue to press on the emotional body to squeeze anything unlike love out of it and push everything for our highest good into it from now, they say, until October 28, 2011. After that, we enter into the 10th wave of unity consciousness, the truly ascended state. The information that I got about this, and there is more to share, I got from two people that I met the other night and spent about actually 3.5 hours with, that are two scholars of the Mayans, and their sharing with me was really quite eye-opening, and it really helped me understand ever more the depth, the breadth, and the frequencies of these shifting and changing energies. And as most know, the Mayans are held in very high esteem as a people who inhabited a special western equatorial location, which greatly assisted them to have an enhanced sensitivity to the waves of consciousness that really have propelled the evolution of humanity and this planet. And that's why the calendar was created, and that's why they are often referred to, the Mayans are often referred to, and they are taken to heart because of where they have inhabited and how they have been brought up, if you will, on this planet. And you might find this very interesting, as was told to me by these couple of people that I met the other night, and that is that energy shifts dramatically between the daytime and the nighttime. And up until March of 2011, we have experienced big energy shifts between day and night energy only on a yearly basis since 1999. Prior to that, the energy shifted every 100 years or so. And now we shift energy every 18 days. And within each of those 18 days, the energy comes to us like waves. It begins, then it comes to a crest of intensity, then it falls to a lesser intensity, allowing for integration and preparation for the next wave of energy. So, wow, when I heard this, it just made so much sense about why we are going literally through these waves of up and down and changing our minds and being tired and feeling good and the body aching and then it's not. It's, you know, and it seemed almost random until this explanation, and I'm really giving you the post-it note version because I don't think you want to hear 3.5 hours of our conversation, but that really does explain so much, doesn't it? And in the first 9 days of an 18-day cycle, we are most likely to experience intense emotions. So during these days, it's so very important to enter our day in stillness, in calling forth all the aspects of ourself, lining up our mental, emotional, physical, spiritual bodies with each other, so that during these days, we can be in a more balanced state, starting off and in communion with our advanced selves and the heart of God within us, so that we are better able to consciously be aware of monitoring our thoughts, our personal energy, and honoring ourselves as we are almost reaching the opening of the birth canal to our resurrected lives. And that is huge to understand. So, in essence, we're in these waves of energy nonstop between now and almost the end of this year that, I mean, they literally have a beginning, a middle, and an end. The beginning, the first 9 days, is intense, and it pushes everything to the fore. And rather than having it be watered down, it's very amplified because it's intended to get our attention. And because we have advanced so far spiritually, if you will, we are able, many of us are able, without ego, to look at these things that are coming up, notice them, witness them, and then the last 9 days of the waves of energy, we can then begin to integrate, transmute, or shape, what I call shape-shift them. So, also, during this time, the energies, of course, either bring us to our knees in despair and confusion, or they help empty us out even further, because the easier the path during these days is to just surrender and trust, surrender and trust, surrender and trust, so that when the next 9 days unfold and the intensity of the energies lessen, as I said, we can integrate them and we can see clearly what the first 9 days were bringing to us as a gift to co-create ourselves a new body, to give directions to that 90% of our chemistry waiting to be activated into a new and different life. So that, for me, was when, as I said, when we were speaking of it, I said, I must share this with the group because I know that you're all energy sensitive, but now you'll have an understanding. And I think that, I know I wrote it down somewhere, that the next day, if I didn't, I want to look to see if I wrote this down. I made a note to let you know, because I knew people would be asking me, that the next 18-day cycle begins on March 27th. So this will help you understand the energies at play. So you'll be aware of how to chart your course, literally, from there. See for yourself how the energies are flowing and determine how best to work with them each day to your benefit. It'll also help you to not put yourself into positions of that might be overly stressful. Like there are days it's not a good idea to travel. There are days that might not be a good time to enter into conversations with people that you have a tenuous relationship right now. So every single day between now, really, and December, I say between now and December 21st, 2012, we must pay very careful attention to every day, every moment of every day, and greater than that, every move we make, every thought we have, every intention we set, and every action we take, because it's going to have and make a massive difference in the way in which we come fully through the birth canal or not. We don't want to get stuck. I mean, we are literally being birthed out as new divine humans into this new world, this new golden age. I mean, when the cycle's over, the cycle's over. This isn't rhetoric. It's not, as you know, and it's not prophecy. It is a fact. And those that, and I don't believe any of this group is going to get stuck. I just want to remind you so that you're paying extra close attention. And because the only way we can make it out of the birth canal is by utilizing these higher codes of conduct and light is wisdom and truth, which in turn ends the seemingly orderly manner of our former and sometimes current ways of life, including our ways of thinking, ways of communicating, ways of attachment, ways of personal perception, and ways of manifesting. So as we continue through our practice of merging with our advanced self and willingly inserting ourselves into the energies of breakdown and recreation, which allows us to intake higher codes of light, we will literally be able to conform to prevailing earthbound wisdom and the incessant demands of the lower mind. We're all noticing a change. We're all writing on the message board. We're all letting each other know what's happening. But it's important to realize that what's happening is going to keep amplifying as we take in this gnosis, this wisdom that comes through as we have each class together, and that we take in these frequencies and these higher codes of light. Things are going to change even more quickly for every one of you. So that is when our lives appears, of course, to be falling apart, when our demands from the lower mind are happening. So what is occurring is they are actually being pieced back together in a higher bandwidth of energy, meaning the fifth and sixth dimensions of infinite potential, amplified, not chronic magnetic attractions, and full heart openings that allow each and every one of you to close down this current cycle that you have lived since the beginning of time and open a new one, void of duality and polarity and pain and suffering and lack of sustained peace is at hand now. And we just have to be really, really, really careful to not give in to the prevailing earthbound wisdom and the incessant demands of the lower mind. So that when that's going to happen the most is in these first 9 days of each cycle. So be aware, don't give in, raise up your frequency in the numerous ways that we've done, and be sure to be conscious. I'm going to say this again, so I can't say that these were my original words that came from Jim. Conscious of being conscious. I love that. Conscious of being conscious. Okay. I want you to know that the emissaries of light and the angelic and the archangelics have been very, very present in the preparing of these classes. Sometimes I think I'm preparing, but then something completely different comes out because that's what they want to come out because the moment has changed. But they asked me to remind you and to let you know that every single one of you are being flanked, literally flanked, by emissaries of light and by the angelic and archangelics. And, of course, prime source, creator source, our mother, father, God. And also, as they shared, in the midst of all of this energy and the closing down of a very long endured cycle of time, every plant, animal, rock, and tree, along with every one of us, every human, and the very planet of Earth herself, is being fitted. That's what they called it. That's what they used that word with me, is being fitted for a higher light of consciousness and an entirely new program to return to prime source. So just think about that for a moment. You're being fitted, like almost being fitted for a new pair of shoes, except this is far different than that, but you're being fitted by the higher realms of consciousness for an entirely new program for your life. And what's happening is that as they're fitting you, they're working with your consciousness, and it's like a 50-50, as they were explaining it to me, and they're doing it right now, and they're moving my hands, actually. It's like 50-50. It's like they're fitting you, and you're fitting yourself. You're giving messages to that 90% of your chemistry by working with your advanced self, by really, really, really working with the birthing of the heart and mind of God. And the more advanced you move in consciousness, they then are able to fit you with higher codes of light that you are able to take into your body without it blowing you out or burning you out, and allowing you to use it. And I've long said and long written that light is wisdom and truth. So what you're being fitted with and what you're fitting yourself for is more wisdom and more truth. Okay? So this really puts the... chills. There's a lot of energy around here. This really puts the onus on every one of us, doesn't it? And it really makes it more apparent how vital these classes are, and how vital what happens in between these classes, where each one of you work with yourself on everything, how vital it is, and that nothing is more important right now. You are creating yourself for the rest of your life. And there isn't a one of you, I know this, on this call, that isn't going to live for decades more. Decades more. So giving of yourself in through 2011 and 2012 until the end of this cycle with absolute, absolute devotion, commitment, communion, passion, love, gratitude, all of it, alignment, resonance, rapport, self-love, you name it, honesty, integrity. This is so vital. And they were really, really impressing upon me. And I'm telling you, they're moving my whole body. Make sure they really, really get this. It doesn't have to be complicated. We don't need to be talking about sacred geometry. We don't have to be talking from a scientific viewpoint. This class is a matter of heart. This class is a matter of heart. And this is how they are asking us to move forward, upward, expand, and shift. And then the other thing that they were saying to me is there were a lot of angels around in this last couple of days, even though yesterday was a really interesting energetic day. But every single one of you, they were saying, are now on a mystic's path. All of humanity is on a mystic's path right now, though few are aware of that fact. No one knows what's next on purpose, because nothing is meant to distract anyone from being present to what is necessary in your own self-task right now. So they were also saying it's really important to not waste your time or your energy in thinking about what's going to happen next, where are you going to put your next foot, how are you going to act, how are you going to be. That is all going to happen naturally. Not normally, by using the mind and the illogical mind at that, but it's going to happen naturally. They want the attention on raising your frequencies high enough so that you are fitted, you are able to be fitted with the highest codes of light that can happen so that you can reside comfortably, not swinging between the upper and lower stratas of the fourth dimension, which we talked about many sessions ago, but to be able to, at the very least, when the cycle closes, to be at the in the upper strata, stabilized in the fourth dimension, and really moving with the energies of the infinite, heart-centered, really heart-centered, bandwidth of energy in the fifth dimension. So I hope they know that I've driven this home. when they were sharing this with me, one of the things that they said also is that everyone of this group is so very close to the prize. They use the word prize of being a fully adorned divine human, and that knowing this, it is never an appropriate time to give up, slack off, or forget the magic that accompanies the path of the mystic. And then right after that conversation kind of was being had with me, this quote came up from Garte. And it was a quote that's always stayed with me and seems really appropriate to remember now. And he was quoted as saying this: until one is committed, there is hesitating, the chance to draw back, always ineffectiveness. Concerning all acts of initiative and creation, there is one elementary truth, that the moment one definitely commits oneself, providence moves too. All sorts of things occur to help one that would never otherwise occur. A whole stream of events issues from the decision, raising in one's favor all manner of unforeseen incidents and meetings and material assistance, which no human could have dreamed would have come their way. That is the path of a mystic. Part of not giving up is using the space that not giving up affords us to learn how to use the higher realms of your consciousness, residing in your advanced self, more and more regularly and more fully, and pull in right choice, right action, all of the time. This is a crucial component to all of our ascension. We are to remember that the realms of consciousness that we are entering into, the mystical realm that contains the greater scope of the gods that we are, can only be appreciated when viewed through a greater lens of perception and with grace, compassion, and love. And then another quote came to me while thinking about that, and it was by Teilhard de Chardin, and I'm sure many of you have heard this. One day after we have mastered the winds and the waves, gravity and the tides, we will harness for God the energies of love. And then, for the second time in human history, humankind will have discovered fire. And the fire that Chardin speaks about is a fire in the heart. Words spoken long ago have such great meaning now, as the fifth dimension, which is where we are headed, is a realm of light that centers in the human heart, that sets the heart on fire to only be love, express as love, choose from love, open up every channel of your being to love, which in turn gives you deep communion with the divine. Please take a breath. As I take water. Got some energies with us tonight. Again, no coincidence. We're going to run a little later tonight, but oh well. And as we move, I want to say, within this mystical time into realms of mystery and infinite potential, we must do so with the conviction that it is love that gives birth to miracles. That's important. It is love that gives birth to miracles, and it is with grace that we find our way to love. And I was also imparted to impress upon you this question. Did you know that a miracle is simply a shift in perception, a graceful act one actually places upon themselves that sets the universe in motion to comply to your level of consciousness with its level of consciousness, thus producing a miracle? takes us back to the letter I read earlier. Please take a breath and let's play with perception for a bit, okay? So think for a moment what you would like to shift your perception about. Just think about it for a moment. And then when you take a moment and from your heart, be clear and ask for what you would like to shift. Be really clear about this. And I'd like you to move your ego really far away. As a matter of fact, put your ego across the street on top of a tree somewhere so it's not in your way. And let your mind go with it. So what perception would you like to shift, knowing that once you do, you will immediately activate a cellular shift? I'm going to be quiet for a moment so you've all got it. And once you have it, will you just take a moment to take what you wish to have a sincere shift in perception about and see what that shift would look like in you, how it would affect your life, what burden it will transmute, what you imagine it would express like in you, this shift in perception, and then how you will feel once the shift in perception is complete. So perceive and feel all of this through your sacred heart, the heart of God in you. Okay? I'm going to repeat that one more time so you have it. Take what you wish to shift in perception and see what the shift would look like in you, how it would affect your life, what burden it will transmute, what you imagine it would express like in you, and then how you will feel once the shift in perception is complete. One of the many things that the masters have taught me is that if you can't manifest through your sacred heart, then one is not ready to play in a higher bandwidth of energy, and those will not gain entry to sacred territory. So take a breath. We're going to take a journey. When you take your next breath in, I would like you to consciously breathe in your advanced self. Feel it enter and overlay you. And hold that feeling in the breath. And breathe out any feeling of restriction. You are becoming more than you thought you were simply by shifting your perception. Feel a connection point through your heart, merging with your advanced self, and with your breath, take a breath in and consciously expand your energy field, as we did last week, to accommodate more space both around you, below you, and above you. Expand. 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 Take a breath into the center of your heart. Hold it for 3 counts. Breathe it out through the base of your spine, connecting once again to the fifth dimensional grid of Mother Earth. Feel your connection to the spot that is yours on the crystalline grid and anchor your feet here. Keep in mind, each time you do this, each time you anchor your advanced energy in this conscious manner, in the crystalline grid of our earth, it has a positive and significant effect on you emotionally, mentally and spiritually. And of course, at the same time in doing so, you are affecting the geologic changes in the earth. Take another breath in and expand yourself again. Breathe out all thought. We're going to go back to the Golden Temple where we were last week. Now, with your feet connected to the crystalline grid, take one more expansive, conscious, loving breath and breathe out into the vastness of all that is. No boundaries above you or below you. Experience your vastness. Experience all of you. Take another breath in through your crown chakra and bring that breath all the way through your body down through your feet. And then bring the breath back up and release it through your third eye, opening your third eye consciously. Once again, feel your connection to Earth and to the cosmic consciousness simultaneously. And with your next breath, we are going to go upward. With eyes closed, take a conscious full breath again into yourself. And when you breathe out this time, I'd like you to see yourself walking through space. Notice the colors. Feel the energy. Feel your freedom as you can move anywhere, knowing you are still connected to the planet of Earth energetically. You can be wherever you wish to be at any time that you decide to. Notice the stars and the planets. Notice how you are perceiving yourself right now in relationship to the infinite. Just notice. Experience your vastness and your energy. Notice how light it is. Notice how free it feels. And in this spacious vastness, see the great golden temple that you have visited before in these skies with a mass of crystals surrounding it. Take it all in through your third eye or your imagination. It is there. Energy from the great golden temple where many masters come and go for counsel and assignment is radiating and beckoning you once again through the front door. You are recognized more now than ever as one of Earth's many masters, and it is realized by the All that you are returning to enjoy another upgrade in frequency and perception. Notice again the crystal fountain, just as you enter the temple's doors. It is filled with holy light. Take it in. And place any of your limited perceptions into the fountain of light. It will alchemically transmute them for you. Take your time. Take them out of you, consciously surrendering all of your limited perceptions about yourself, about the universe, about anybody or anything that is keeping you from advancing into higher consciousness and greater truth. Feel your gratitude as you release yourself from erroneous perceptions And as you step further inside the temple, no longer carrying your limited perceptions, there is a great altar that you've been before, with the sacred objects from all traditions that have been honored on the Earth planet. And again, you will see there are seemingly endless pictures on the walls of deities. There is an energy here that feels different than the energy of the Earth. It is unrestricted, unbound, infinite in its potential, inviting. Just notice it. And notice that there is no agitation here, no feeling that anything else needs your attention. You have come to receive a new perception about something that is very important for you, something that will move you up in consciousness. Here you have no distractions. Here you are easily able to change your mind and stabilize what you have changed. Remember, you have taken yourself into a higher bandwidth of energy that supports the changing of consciousness fully. Again, you are allowing yourself the opportunity to be initiated into a higher consciousness. Here, perception, once changed, leads to neutrality. All charge is taken out of your former perceptions, once again allowing yourself the opportunity to be initiated into higher consciousness. Here, you are loving yourself. Again, you might notice that there are masters, some of which you may recognize walking past you through the great golden temple, that have gone through many similar experiences as you have, and now they are at peace. Notice that. Look at their faces and their energy fields. Feel their vibration of peace, uninterrupted by perceptions that cause agitation and restriction. And above the altar, notice the picture of you is still on the wall. You look even more altered since the last time you visited. Look at yourself. Notice the look in your eyes. Notice the serenity. Hold that vibration of serenity of your advanced self for a few moments. Hold your gaze with yourself, your advanced self. Open your heart. Your advanced self. Feel the love and the deeper connection that you have made. And hold that vibration of love for the all of you for a few more moments. Take a breath and let your heart chakra, your most potent energy center, expand and expand even more. Let it open and let everything tumble out that is not of love, that has not been neutralized. Let everything tumble out here, where it will be transmuted. And take a look inside of your own heart. Doesn't it hold only love right now. Only love. Whatever perception you wished to change before you leave here, change it right now by your own power, your own heart, and will as you stand in this sacred temple, in front of this sacred altar, in this sacred space, gazing into the eyes of your advanced self. Shift your perception, whatever you wished it to be. And telepathically communicate with your advanced self as you gaze into the eyes of your own being on the wall above the altar. Listen to what your advanced self is telling you about perception that has burdened you, closed you, held you back. Listen to what it is telling you about your evolution and the phenomena of who you really are. Listen. You are in council. Take a breath and honor the divine aspect of yourself whose eyes you have gazed into deeply. Check to see if your perception has shifted. Honor the many masters who have surrounded you with their love and impulsed you with their wisdom inside of this temple. And remember, this temple resides in a higher dimension where you are always invited to come back whenever you so desire to use its powerful and loving energy to shift and change the imprints, perceptions, and programming you might still be holding on to that must leave you now. Turn toward the temple door. Knowing you are taking more of your advanced self with its completely different perceptions and knowing back to the earth plane. Know you also carry the energy of wisdom placed inside of your heart by all of the divine beings of love and light here. Walk past the fountain of light and bless it. As you walk out of the temple door, notice that there is a table made of jade that has a crystal bowl holding many cards with one word written on each. One of them belongs to you. Please take one, read the word written on it for you, and carry it with you as you journey back to the earth plane. Your word will help you change many perceptions when you return to the earth realm that come up in the days and weeks and months ahead. Later, you will sit in stillness with this word and realize its deep meaning for you. Speak your blessings upon leaving the Golden Temple and say your goodbyes for now to the many stars and planets you passed along the way, and slowly come back to now. Feel your body. Move your hands and your feet. Take a breath Take a breath of golden light in through the top of your head and exhale it into the crystalline grid of Mother Earth. Feel yourself fully back in your body, though expanded as a result of this journey, impressed into a higher consciousness because of your willingness to reach out further and step out further for your own well-being. You know where to go. You know how to get there. You just had another experience of healing beyond all space and time. You have gone again to a place that is always available to you, and you know how to get there. There is no perception from this earthly plane that needs you to be bound to it any longer, that holds any angst or agitation, only love. Everything, every perception leads you to love, always. Whatever perception you held that needed to be shifted and neutralized, it came from an old story, not current, that you have carried with you since childhood in this lifetime. And every perception that carries a negative energy comes from an old story that you can now release, that you must now let go. For it is not part of your new world, the one you are responsible for creating now. You have the knowledge and the way to shift anything that stands in the way of your advancement, that stands in the way of love. Love for yourself, love for humanity, love for this planet, love for the ascension. You have the knowledge and the power to ask and intend and actualize anything and everything that will bring you joy and peace. For the next 30 days, you are being asked to build a safe harbor for your consciousness to dwell in and expand in that never allows fear or agitation based on perception to trespass. If you will, please visit the Golden Temple on a regular basis, particularly when the energies of the next many months are intense and appear to be disrupting your peace and giving you an erroneous perception about your life. You are being asked to get used to holding yourself in a containment of light, or taking yourself into a containment of light where nothing rattles you for more than a moment in spite of the energetic impulses. This is a task, to be sure, but it is necessary. Focus is key here, and focus is critical to staying in alignment with your advanced self and the heart and mind of God. Focus. Focus, diligent practice of focusing. Please take a breath as we close with this invocation. From the light of the Mother, Father, God that I am, and from the power and the love of Mother, Father, God that I am, I call forth all of the highest beings of 100% pure white light and love from this until the 12th dimension to be present with us now. We ask and intend to work with you each day as you work with us to be aligned in both head and heart with the higher crystalline energies of both the cosmic realms and the Divine Mother's fifth dimensional grid. Mother, Father, God, I raise my consciousness up to your holy consciousness that this work on each being's divine self may be done in grace and love. I ask that the sacred platinum ray of the 12th dimension pour into the hearts of each. Let it pierce the walls that have kept it restricted. Let it pierce the illusion of protection that has held back the full powered momentum of the heart. Let it melt the perceptions, the guilt, the shame, the blame, the betrayals from this lifetime and every lifetime, past, present, and future. Let this ray soothe every broken heart, every broken spirit, every feeling of unworthiness, all resentment, and every belief in separation from you, dear God. Let this sacred ray of divine light clear every pathway to joy and right relationship for each. Let this holy light help each in opening to the wisdom and transformative mystical powers of the coming energies. Let all final seals and all myisms be dismantled now. Let each third eye be clear now. Let this energy pass through all of the four lower bodies, transmuting all lower thoughts and emotional response from the conscious and subconscious minds. Let this holy ray with its holy light flow into each and everyone's heart and their throat centers so that the words they speak are purified and truthful and of a high vibration always. I ask that this ray of light pour grace through all bodies, minds, and hearts, releasing all from the constrictions of the third dimension now, lifting each into a higher vibration, a sustained vibration and frequency of who they really are now. I ask that this holy light touch all of your creation, dear God, so that you may notice that each one feels at peace in their heart this night. Kadosh, 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 Adonol Noet Sebiot, Malak Kol Hares, Kavodah, Leolem Voed. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the love. Amen. Amen and amen. Be still and know that I am that I am. And so it is, and so we let it be. I wish you all love, and until next time. Namaste.